Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Katie is scared of deep water. However, what just happened at Lake Michigan is the stuff of her dreams. Listen to this story. The Wisconsin Historical Society and the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association. Ooh. Wow, that is specific. Announced that researcher Brandon Balod found the wreck of the F.J. King.
And this is in Lake Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a 144-foot, three-masted cargo schooner. So that's a big boat. And it was built in 1867 in Toledo. And it sank in 1886 during a storm carrying iron ore from Michigan to Chicago. 8 of the 10 waves ruptured the ship's seams, forcing Captain William Griffin and the crew into lifeboats at 2 a.m. on a stormy night as the vessel sank bow first. Researchers had hunted for the wreck since the 1970s, but conflicting location reports stymied efforts.
Stymied.
I love that word.
Yeah.
Now.
Real nautical.
They found a boat. Cool. That's cool. But you know what they found on the boat?
What?
They don't know yet. They haven't opened it, but it's airtight.
What?
And they think that they found chests
of treasure?
Something on this shipwreck.
What? Like chests that belong to the crew?
Yes. And some of it was cargo. And some of it is believed to be in bottles, like rum or other, maybe even champagne.
Okay, that doesn't interest me.
Oh, okay.
I want everything else. I want hands on those trunks.
They said the way that the ship sank and the pressure put on the cargo at the time has made what they believe these iron chests airtight, so everything inside, there's a good chance, is preserved.
Can I tell you what this is? Now, you said before this, I don't like deep water. That's not the case. I don't like murky water.
I could have sworn it was deep.
Well, I don't like deep either, but who likes deep water?
Lots of people.
I like deep water.
No, you don't.
Some people are fascinated by it.
Yeah, it's an
terrible
adventure.
Okay, but it's not just deep water. Just murky water at all, very problematic for
me. Right. Okay,
and I just Googled this. I had to close it because the pictures were too scary.
Okay.
That being said, this is like the best estate sale you could ever go to.
What a way to... Do you know what an estate sale is, Kevin?
Yeah, it's when someone dies and you sell their stuff.
That's right. And you get to comb through their belongings. And I like to say, you like to say like, oh, you're wearing the sweatshirt of a dead man. I don't like to think of it that way. Okay. Or, I mean, sometimes they sell their mattresses. It's like, you're going to sleep in a dead man's bed. Doesn't matter. But I like to say, I'm not wearing the sweatshirt of a dead man. I'm continuing to give it life. It was something that he wanted, or she wanted at some point, and now I can want it too.
Right.
This is that on heroin.
Yeah, it is. Because now it's something from, what would that be, 140 years ago.
Wow.
What if some of it fit me?
Would you wear it?
Maybe at home. Oh, or maybe you mix sounded, and match. Maybe you mix and match.
You have never sounded like a serial killer more. Just parading around like one of the ghouls from The Conjuring.
No.
140-year-old nightgown.
Can you imagine my boyfriend coming home and I'm just standing at the top of the stairs?
Yeah.
Just with my hand on the rail. Good evening, dear.
And he knows something's up the second he walks in because he can smell Lake Michigan coming through your clothes.
He'd be like, did you open the chests again? I told you, if we're going to keep them, they have to stay in the garage.
I told you, no more shipwreck clothes. I thought that was a theme. No, literal shipwreck clothes. Don't buy them or wear them. I'm tired of having this conversation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.